Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thank you so much for that introduction. I want to take you back to 2 days ago. And the title of the podcast this past Wednesday, I guess it was, is entitled Rules and More Rules. Well, I want to finish that story. In Mark chapter 2, we go back to where the story is being told of King David in the Old Testament, and he entered the house of God and he ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for priests to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. And then Jesus said to them, speaking of the Pharisees, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even in the Sabbath. So now get this, a reminder, the disciples, Jesus's fellows and his women that are traveling with them, they head into town with the Lord, listening to him teach. They watch him heal these people. We clearly are seeing the Messiah has arrived. And more than that, they were getting to know Jesus on this deep, intimate, personal level. They're hanging out, telling stories, laughing, eating, sleeping. I mean, they're hanging out. They're communing. I'm guessing the more time they spent with Jesus, the less anybody's opinion of them mattered to themselves. I mean, somewhere along the line, they decided, wait a minute, my identity is wrapped up in Jesus, not in me. And I would imagine that the moment of confrontation with these Pharisees probably had a few of these guys thinking, what in the world? I mean, maybe some of the guys that had shorter tempers were ready to go to war. Either way, I bet all eyes were on the Lord as he stood his ground in this field of grain. And then the text says, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Those are the words of Jesus. Then he says, so the Son of Man, speaking of himself, is Lord even of the Sabbath. Wow. I think that meant that one of God's incredible purposes in creating the law was to be a blessing, not to be a FBI agent. I mean, it was designed that we could get rested, that we could kind of get refueled and recharged, that we could spend time with friends, with family, but we would be intentional about remembering the Lord's blessing in our life, how he always provides for us and that his presence is there, which, by the way, might give us another word for self-care. The Sabbath was intended to be life-giving, not law-abiding. It was created to give us life, to give us breath, to give us freedom, to give us hope, to give us rest. God just wanted us to have a time where we would park all of the rest of life and spend it with him. He wanted to be present with us because he wanted us to be present with him. And for the Pharisees to be more concerned as well, and yet they were hung up on rules. Jesus repeatedly referred to himself as the Son of Man. Now, that's not some reference that gets lost on the prophecy experts like the Pharisees were. Daniel referred to the coming Messiah all the way back in the 6th century BC as the Son of Man. He is Lord. Here's the irony. The Pharisees' regulations and their rules, which protected the tabernacle and all of the pomp and circumstance and silliness that comes with religion, they adhered to the Sabbath rest so keenly that they spent their time enforcing it to make other people. I mean, this is like having a time in school when you're in kindergarten and you put your head down and there's this one kid that just wants to bust every other kid that doesn't have their head down. The disciples saw it. Standing right in front of the Pharisees was the one that they claimed their lives truly revolved around, but they refused to see it because they were so focused on their rules. Today, my friend, don't focus on the rules. Focus on the Redeemer, the Christ who has come to give you life, not give you rules. Oh, that's the difference in walking with Jesus in religion. Go in peace, my friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church.